Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. adelaideoval.com.au/football membership.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Top five.
Number five, the pandas at the zoo have failed yet again to do it bear style.
Hopefully one day we can hear the pitter-patter of tiny panda paws.
But we learned Pete Hellier might be keen to help.
What would you do with $1 million, Pete?
I would invest it in the pandas. Oh. $1 million worth of panda Viagra.
Yeah.
Just to get them going.
Yeah, I'd buy them some pornos.
Panda porn's not that good. It's all in black and white. Number four, home invasions were in the news this week, and the boys spoke to lawyer Jason Evarts and had a great question.
Can you defend yourself on your own property? How far can you go?
You can use whatever means that are reasonable and lawful. You can't pre-arm yourself.
What if you got, say, like a little baseball bat near your bed? You know, you give them a couple of smacks with it.
Rude, you can't arm yourself ahead of time.
So there you go. No baseball bats. That's cleared that up.
I don't want to go on with this thing. I want to go back to the baseball bat, all right? If someone comes into my house and I've got it sitting there and you give him a couple of whacks on the leg or in the body or something and hurt him but not, you know, kill him, you can't get in trouble for that, surely.
Depends how many a couple of whacks is, Roo.
Yeah.
Can I just say to anyone, listen, I think we can take from this that Roo has got a baseball bat under his head. I think
you're considering to try and protect yourself in your house.
Yeah, we learnt you probably shouldn't break into Roo's house.
Boom! All right.
Number three, although they don't watch the show, we learnt what Roo and Dits have been missing on Married at First Sight.
Everyone except you and I are talking about it.
Let's show them some highlights.
Last time I had sex was New Year's Eve, 2009. Oh,
what? 10 years ago? That is a drought.
Alice, the producer, filled the guys in on some of the more complex, interwoven storylines.
She is in love with another guy.
Oh.
And our listeners called up with their reviews.
They can't walk away from the adverts because it comes back on straight away. So, this is real good.
North Brighton, what do you think, Jim?
It's tragic, fellas. I'm going to hook up with him because he's hot. He's wearing a white linen shirt.
But Limo had possibly the best review of Married at First Sight.
How would you explain the show?
A giant cry for help.
Your husband took food from you?
This is not a position that I thought Matt and I would be in.
What sort of people are meeting each other?
Oh, flog A, meet flog B.
I first wanted to punch him in the jaw.
And then what do you think about flog C and flog D?
Yeah. I've lived on my own for a long period of time, so I don't have a kettle, I don't have an iron. Like, I've got one plastic cup in my house, I've got one plate.
Seriously?
That sums it up.
Number two. Although Chris Dittmar is moving with the times and embracing social media...
What's it on our Instagram Triple M Adelaide page, whatever that means?
He's not quite ready to embrace emojis.
Emojis are not for blokes.
I'm going to start peppering you with emojis.
Girls send emojis. Blokes do not send emojis.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. That's a girl thing.
Well, you wouldn't even like the old two beers.
Get to the point. Say what it is. I don't need emojis from a bloke.
Come, have some fun, you cranky old bugger.
Nah.
Right, I'm sending you the poo.
What's your favourite emoji?
The bag of cash on the weekends.
Roo's favourite emoji? The bag of cash.
Or the poo emoji.
And the number one thing we learned this week is a great Mark Rusciuto story from 1987.
I got sent a cheque when I was 12 from the West Adelaide Football Club. They sent me a $3,000 cheque.
When you were 12?
1987. Think about this. My old man was doing it fairly rough on the fruit property at the time, and my old man made me knock back that $3,000.
No way. Why?
He thought there might be more coming later on.
He might have been right. He might have got that one right.
He might have got it right.
So there you go. Mark Rusciuto's dad's favourite emoji is also the bag of cash.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Another big week here on Triple M.
Funny, isn't he, Sammy?
Get the only membership that gives you access to every Crows and Power home game. An Adelaide Oval membership. adelaideoval.com.au/football membership.